If you turn back to the start of this outbreak here in the United States back in February, Donald Trump was saying famously that from 15 cases, it would be going down to zero very, very soon. And then he said that the pandemic, which was going to become a pandemic later, that that coronavirus was just going to disappear like a miracle, or that it would go away with the warm weather. None of that has turned out to be true. And then there was that model that was touted by the White House itself that projected 60,000 deaths by August. And of course, that number was passed much faster than predicted. And so now we've reached this 100,000 dead milestone. And Donald Trump is really seeing this number more in a positive light than in a sort of a negative light, because he's talking about this number, this 100,000, as some sort of a proof that he has handled this crisis perfectly, that he has been successful in dealing with this pandemic, because he's pointing to the 1.5 to 2 million deaths that would have happened had the U.S. not done anything at all. No shutdown, no social distancing, no wearing masks. That's what he's looking at, and that's what he's been repeating over the past few weeks, saying, yes, the numbers are high and any death is horrible, but we are doing a good job because look at what could have been.